From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 4 hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Here's an agency official.
So the hospital was bombed this morning 3 to 4 times, almost completely destroyed. 7 people were dead.
3 other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus. He's there for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters, the PYG, take the town of Azaz, located in Syria near the Turkish border. Dorian Jones has more.
The Turkish military confirmed Monday its forces shelled Syrian Kurdish positions of the PYG for a 3rd consecutive day. During a visit to Ukraine, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu warned the PYG it will face what he called the fiercest response if it makes further territorial gains. Ankara accuses the group of being a terrorist organization linked to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. With the Syrian Kurdish leadership dismissing Ankara's warnings, Turkey's political leaders have not ruled out a military intervention. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Ugandan police briefly detained opposition presidential candidate Kizza Besigye Monday as he campaigned in Kampala. Witnesses said police fired tear gas during a campaign event and took the candidate into custody. He was later freed. A police official accused Besigye of violating campaign rules. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to California for a summit meeting. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days discussing a wide range of issues: territorial disputes in the South China Sea and China's increasing activities will be a key topic. Leaders will also discuss North Korea's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Thousands of Mexicans gathered in a sports field in Chiapas State for an open-air mass Pope Francis conducted in 3 local languages.
Muchas veces, de modo sistemático y estructural,
the Pope asked Mexico's indigenous population on Monday for forgiveness for the societal exclusion they have suffered. During the service, Francis issued a decree allowing indigenous languages to be used during Catholic masses. European Council leader Donald Tusk says there is a real danger of the European Union breaking up over 2 issues: an agreement to keep Britain in the Union and the strain caused by mass migration. Tusk spoke in Bucharest just days ahead of a key EU summit. He called it a critical moment. European Union foreign ministers say they are prepared to increase economic sanctions on Burundi, which has been in a political crisis since President Pierre Nkurunziza won a 3rd term last July. The EU ministers' meeting in Brussels Monday said the European Union stands ready to impose sanctions against those in Burundi who have contributed to the country's violence, as well as those who have hampered a political solution. Bosnia has formally submitted an application to become part of the European Union. President Dragan Kovic submitted the paperwork to become a member of the 28-nation European bloc Monday in Brussels. Former U.S. President George W. Bush will re-enter the American political scene to try to boost his brother Jeb's bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The former president has stayed away from politics since leaving office in 2009. He is planning to appear at a nighttime rally to support Jeb Bush's campaign in South Carolina, where Republicans are holding a presidential primary on Saturday. The White House says President Barack Obama has started preliminary discussions about a nominee to replace the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. A spokesman says the president will look for a nominee who understands that justice is something that affects people's daily lives and not just an abstract theory. The White House signaled Monday that the president would not wait until Congress is out of session and make a recess appointment, an action that would infuriate the Republican-led legislative branch. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.